This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 891,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with the United States leading in both deaths and infections. Hopes are fading for a coronavirus economic relief bill as Congress returns to Washington, D.C. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Talks broke off last month. President Trump says the blame falls on the Democrats.
I know Pelosi, I know Schumer very well. They don't want to make a deal.
The president says a $3 trillion bill is too much. He says Democratic leadership has another motive.
They think that if the country does as badly as possible, even though a lot of people are being hurt, that's good for the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response?
We're not budging.
After talks broke off, Pelosi said Republicans have to move.
Why should there be a bill that has far less what the public needs? We have that responsibility.
President Trump says he is taking the high road.
I'm taking the high road by not seeing them.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have burned a record amount of land this year as fire continues to consume that land in the midst of a heat wave. The situation has strained the state's electrical grid, threatening power outages for millions of people. Officials say the most striking thing about the record 2 million acres that have burned so far is how early in the year it was set, with the most dangerous part of the season still ahead. The previous high was 1.96 million acres burned in 2018. Dry, hot winds are predicted to raise fire dangers to critical levels in the coming days alone.